Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Liberate Yourself. This is Karen Weary Cole, and today we're going to be talking about how to connect with people 101. And I am bringing on life coach Bianca Davis in just a moment. Is that you?
Bianca? I'm here.
Oh, hello. We made it today. Yay.
Hello.
Life is good.
I'm so excited. Yes, life is good.
Me too. Yeah. So, Bianca, we are talking about the six pillars of health and how we really need to balance everything out. And we are adding you on with our entrepreneur series on the building your legacy pillar. And if you could just tell us just shortly about your background so we know where you're coming from.
Sure, absolutely. Well, originally, 15 years ago, I decided to actually move to the United States, which I'm originally from Germany, Europe, and I decided I wanted to embark on the journey into the land of opportunity, as we all know it. So I came here 15 years ago, and I kind of had to figure out what it is that I wanted to do with my life. And so I guess the only option that I thought that I had at the time was to get a job and just kind of do what pretty much most of the people do, which is, you know, find an employer and then kind of work your way up and find a profession that you're passionate about, and then work for the next 40 years, and then, you know, that then retire. So that's exactly what I did. I actually found myself working in the software industry, specifically for financial software. So I became very successful, and I started traveling all over the country, installing software for different financial institutions and making sure that their day-to-day process and data was running. Excuse me. So then, you know, after about, I would say 13 years into the journey, I kind of burnt out and I realized that I was trading a lot of time for my money or a lot of, yeah, that's exactly it. I was giving up a lot of my time and I decided I want to go out into the field of the unknown and start my own business. And that's what I did 2 years ago, and I have never looked back since then.
That's both exciting and very scary all at the same time.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Yeah. Thank you. So you have a lot of experience with regards to marketing and connecting with people and really being out there and making things happen. And why I have a question for you. Why do we say, how are you?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Karen. And I really had to step back and think about, you know, that question quite a while ago. And what I really found is that in the culture that we're in, it is kind of part of how we're being brought up. So it's not so much of us really being interested in what the person really has to say, but it is more of, well, these are manners, and this is what you do to be polite. So it becomes part of our blueprint. But I'm sure you've noticed that, you know, you walk past people or you're in a grocery store checking out and people say, how are you? But they just keep walking, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So no one really stops to really hear how you are. So I think it's really important to understand that, you know, we have to stop to listen because people really do want to feel recognized and they want to feel heard. And when you really give the chance to really stop, and when someone says to you, how are you? Or when you say, how are you to someone, really stop and make eye contact and look at them. And they almost caught off guard because people are not even used to that. So the time you actually give, or that one time you actually give to someone to really stop and listen, even if it's just, you know, for 30, 60 seconds, it will make a huge difference in how someone will respond to you. So, you know, really smile. Have a smile on your face and be excited to see people and say hello with eye contact. And when you look at them and you say, hi, how are you? It's great to see you. Even if it's the cashier that you maybe have seen a few times, they're excited. There is nothing exciting in this world, right? There is not much going on, and everybody is kind of on their hamster wheel, and everybody is going through their day and running from point A to point B. So if you can just take the moment and just look at someone and smile at them and make eye contact and say, hey, how are you? You know, it makes a world of a difference, because next time they see you, they will remember that, and they will actually respond to you like that first. And that's really exciting.
Yes. Yeah, and I think one thing that, you know, the smile is great, but holding the eye contact just a little longer than you normally would, that's what really makes that connection along with the smile. So, yeah, it's powerful.
Absolutely.
And one thing that comes up for me a lot is, will I bother people?
Oh, gosh. You know, that is a really big one, especially when someone decides to start their own business. And, you know, a lot of times when we decide to start a business, it could be in many different industries and many different professions. And, you know, in the end, it's all kind of the same concept, but just a different service or product. So one of the things that we kind of not think about when we start our own business is we're maybe really passionate about cutting hair, or maybe really passionate about health products, or really passionate about counseling, or really passionate about real estate, or whatever it may be. But we kind of don't think about how do we get the word out to people, because, you know, we really just want to sell the house, so we really just want to cut the hair because that's why we started the business. So how do we now start talking to people and let them know without kind of being that person, you know? And I think that's what most people are afraid of. They feel like, oh, my God, I don't want to be that person that runs and chases after people. And so now we hold back, right? And we become afraid. And now our own fear holds our success back. Because we make assumptions of what the person is thinking, and we predict the outcome before it actually happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, really, that is one of the biggest things that I have seen. And when we go through the workshops, we will specifically drill into how to not make those excuses, how to change the mindset, and how to really be confident in what you do, and introduce it to people without, you know, having that feeling of, oh, God, you know, am I bothering somebody?
Because people pick up on it.
Yes,
they feel that energy,
absolutely.
And now you are bothering them if you weren't before.
That's absolutely right. People read your energy. So we're going to definitely work a lot on confidence, on how we are delivering our message, because that's everything. Because if you're excited, people are excited. And that's really what we want. We want people to enjoy our service, right? And that's really why we went into business for ourselves.
Yes. And I think we hit on this a little bit earlier on how do I build genuine and solid relationships. It definitely starts with taking that moment and holding the eye contact and smiling and just taking that 60 seconds. So that's, I would say, is probably step number one. And how do you go beyond that?
You know, that's a really good question, because the most important thing about a successful business is a solid foundation of genuine relationships that we build with people. I mean, let's face it. Yeah. Let's say if I were a real estate agent, there are thousands of real estate agents in this city. And pretty much everybody can write a contract. Every real estate agent can do the same transaction. But how do I set myself apart, right? And the way I set myself apart is what I've learned is that people will buy and do business with people who they like and trust. So now we need to build those relationships. And how do we really build those relationships? Because there's different types of relationships. there is the relationship with our customers, and then there is the the relationship also with business partners or referral sources. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways on how to approach those and really how to bring those along without being weird and without, again, being that person that you know, constantly just kind of babies that one relationship, because sometimes we kind of get stuck in that too, especially if it's a referral source or a customer who we think would really blow our business up or could, you know, bring a lot of value. We kind of like to baby and nurture them a little bit, so we forget about new relationships. Or sometimes we venture into new relationships and then we forget about older connections that we have made before. So we're really going to learn on how to balance that and how to make sure that we nurture everyone across the board and how to keep that going.
Mm. Balancing act there.
It's a huge juggling act.
Yes. So how do I know if I listen enough? And also if I talk too much, you know, or not enough? So there's, again, talking about balancing act.
Yes. Oh, my God. I absolutely love that question. That is one of my favorite things to teach on. And the reason why is because when we first start our business, here's what happens 9 times out of 10. We are so excited, we will just verbally vomit all day long. And we want to talk because we're so excited. And we just love what we do, and we just want everybody to know it because we just know everybody will love what we do, and they're all going to be our customers. And sometimes that doesn't happen. What we really need to do is learn how to share what we do with people, but we need to tune in more into what is it actually that they're needing, okay? So let's, for instance, say if I work with a client, and let's see, if I see a lady who I talk to and I automatically assume that she wants to lose weight and I will just talk about my amazing weight loss systems and how it does this and how it does that, but I didn't even take the time to listen and all she wanted was some more energy.
Right.
So what we really are going to learn is how to develop what I call our 30-second story, so that we can share with purpose, and we're also going to learn how to ask questions, tell a story, ask questions, tell a story. And that's really how we discover someone's needs. Because if we have a story that we can relate with, whether it's from a previous experience with a client or whether it's something that happened to ourselves in our life, if we can relate to people and if we can ask them, you know, how would it make you feel if you could change that? Or why does it matter to you to feel the way you feel? Or why do you want to change X? If we can really start tuning into that, then we can really discover what people want. And a lot of times the first answer they give you is not the underlying reason for why they want to make a certain change. So I give you an example. For instance, if I talk to a mom, and a mom comes to me and she says, I want to lose 20 pounds, and I say, okay, there we go. But really, if I start listening and engage her into a conversation and ask her some questions, what I may find is that she doesn't want to lose 20 pounds. She wants to feel better so she can keep up with her kids. So that is a completely different reason. But it is the same vehicle that she needs, but her reason is a lot deeper than that. So these are the things that we're really going to learn to start tuning into it and really start listening to what is meant and not what is said.
So now you need to come to our Bianca's workshop on Tuesday, April 7th from 6 to 7:30 to hear more, because she has so much good stuff to share with us. And so we are out of time for now, but we will be back next week to talk about the following workshop that's coming the following week. So thank you so very much for being on today this morning, Bianca. And
absolutely,
we will catch up. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.